This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. French security agents have arrested six people on preliminary terrorism charges for allegedly plotting to attack French President Emmanuel Macron, according to a French judicial official. That official, speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss the allegations, said intelligence agents detained the six in three widely scattered regions, including the Alps, Brittany, and near the Belgian border. He said the plan to target the French president appeared to be vague and unfinalized but violent. Authorities released no further details about the six suspects and did not say if they were suspected of working together or separately. Macron was in the northeastern French city of Verdun on Tuesday as part of a centenary commemorations for the end of World War I. The suspected plot was uncovered days before U.S. President Donald Trump and dozens of other world leaders are due in France for commemorations this weekend. Today in the United States, it is midterm election day. Midterm because it comes in the middle of a president's term of office. This the first for Donald Trump. So as with presidents in the past, analysts everywhere are calling it as a referendum on the Trump presidency. Usually a president watches his party lose a significant number of seats in the House of Representatives or the Senate. And that today is what some will be hoping for, others will not be. One of the electoral hotbeds today is the state of Florida, where voters will be deciding on a governor and a U.S. Senate seat. 80-year-old Carrie Beljune was the first to vote in her precinct this morning, and she had a message for other voters as well.
They need to get up and come vote. Because some of them, everybody need to vote. Everybody need to vote. Because when you vote for yourself and other people too.
Final tallies will not be settled until very late tonight when polls are closed in the West Coast states. This is VOA News. Radio Free Europe reports today that the Ukrainian Prosecutor General Yuri Lutsenko has told Parliament that he will offer his resignation amid public outrage over the handling of an investigation into an acid attack that killed anti-corruption activist Katerina Handzyuk. The anti-corruption activist was attacked with acid and died on Sunday in a hospital where she was being treated for burns from the July 31st attack. A dramatic homemade video was released of Ms. Handzyuk from her hospital bed, imploring officials to focus their attentions on the corruption in the police department in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson, where she worked as an advisor to the mayor. She also reported on the presence of pro-Russian forces still active in the Kherson region. The video shows the heartrending presence of a 33-year-old woman, her body scorched, the flesh eaten away, the burns having tormented her for all of the 3 months since that early morning attack when a man poured about a liter of acid over her body and ran away. Police detained five people in the case, including the alleged attacker. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo joined his Treasury counterpart Steve Mnuchin yesterday in announcing the restoration of sanctions targeting Iran's oil, banking, and transport sectors.
Our objective is to starve the Iranian regime of the revenue it uses to fund violent and destabilizing activities throughout the Middle East and indeed around the world.
After pulling out of the international nuclear agreement with Tehran in May, the Trump administration is targeting Iran's main sources of revenue to curb its nuclear and missile ambitions and activities in the Middle East. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton on Fox Business News said the action involves old and new sanctions.
We're going to have sanctions that even go beyond this. We're not simply going to be content with the level of sanctions that existed under Obama in 2015. More are coming, and even more important, perhaps, we are actually going to have very strict, very tight enforcement.
Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said the U.S. has had many demands designed to curb Iran's nuclear program, but failed to achieve them. The United Nations says more than 400 Afghans were killed or wounded in attacks during last month's parliamentary elections. In a report released Tuesday by the U.N.'s assistant mission to Afghanistan, 56 people were killed and 379 wounded on October 20th, the first day of voting. The U.N. report said the Taliban carried out attacks using rockets, grenades, mortars, and improvised explosive devices. And landlocked Afghanistan has opened its first direct air link with China, dispatching 20 tons of pine nuts on the inaugural cargo flight. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.